few snowflakes this morning, did you? But you know what? When I rounded the corner to the church, there were those bright yellow flowers. So may you feel the flowers today as part of your welcome and not the snow. Though some of us like snow, but that day's over, right? I'm Barbara Fode. I'm a member of the church, and I am here to welcome you. So the stoles, which we have up front, with their puzzle pieces that all fit together, symbolize that everyone fits here and you are welcome, and may this be safe space and home for you. And feel free to grab a stole from the front or the back and wear it any time. We especially welcome you if you are new to us. We have a brochure. I hope someone from the welcome team will find you and share that with you. But thanks for joining us today. We hope you find meaning today. In your bulletin, you should find a yellow slip. So if you'll just pull that out right now, and you'll notice one side says attendance. So we would love for everybody to put your name, and if you're new, give us some contact information. And then on the flip side, if you have a prayer request that you would like, we generally read those aloud during the service, put that on there. So if you do have the prayer request, you're going to hand it to the ushers in the middle of the service. And if not, just the attendance slip, that goes in the offering plate. Hopefully you got an abbreviated worship bulletin. They're in the back or out here. Lynn and Kelly can get them for you, our ushers. But everything will appear on the screen. And also on that sheet is a QR code, which if you have a smartphone and a QR reader, you can get the full text of the bulletin. Sometimes I like to see those words because they're so meaningful, or take them home. I would remind you that restrooms are out this way, also this way, or through that door behind us is something called the gathering room, where guess what? We gather after the service, so you can do that to chat. And just a reminder that we have a safe sanctuary policy, so we want to make sure that children are always with an adult. And welcome again, and with that, we'll continue our worship.
Good morning, everyone. I'm coming up with our dancers. I am Pastor Alicia Wood. I am the pastor here, and I would like to just say welcome to all of you. So glad you're here today. I am amongst our dancers for a reason, because we're daring to dance. As Easter people, we are called to dance our dances of freedom for all the world to see, dances of hope, dances of justice, dances of love. In today's scripture, the Ethiopian eunuch is reading from the prophet Isaiah and asks Philip, "How can I understand unless someone guides me?" Philip begins to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. The eunuch is so moved that he commands his chariot to stop so that he can go down to the water to be baptized. As you experience worship today, reflect on how the testimony of people in your life and Christians through the generations. Christians, guide your steps into dances of praise of the good news that we are loved and blessed. What transformation is possible as we abide with God and find our groove of praise with the congregation? This Easter season, we are challenging ourselves to dare to dance with the resurrected Jesus. Please stand in body or in spirit and join me in singing our theme song through Pentecost, Dare to Dance.
Dare to dance with dreamers, sing their song. Dare to dance with stories, sing out strong. Dare to dance with freedom your whole life long. Dare to dance again. Dare to dance with dreamers, sing your song. Dare to dance with stories, sing out strong. Dare to dance with freedom your whole life long. Dare to dance again.
And good morning, all. My name is Joyce Flynn, and I am your liturgist this morning. As you remember the dreamers who have guided you on your faith journey, please remain standing and join me in the call to worship. We give you thanks, O God. Whether in brush harbors or cathedrals, weathered wooden churches or crumbling cement meeting houses where your name was lifted and adored. Manicured hands and hands stained with grease or oil, strong hands and those gnarled with age, holy hands used as wave offerings across the land. Whether hard-headed or steel-booted, head-ragged or aproned, blue-collared or three-piece suited, they left their mark on the earth for you, for us, for our children to come. Bless the memories of your saints, God. May we learn how to dance wisely from their examples of faith, joy, worship, and love. Our opening hymn today relates the story of Jesus joining two of his followers on the road as they are walking to Emmaus after the events of the crucifixion. They are heartbroken and depressed and do not recognize Jesus until he breaks bread with them after they invite him to share their evening meal. Please remain standing and join me in singing A Day of Arising as displayed on the screen.
Day of Arising, Christ on the roadway, unknown companion. Walk with his own. When they invite him as face of birthday, and bread is broken, Christ is made known. When we are walking doubtful and dreaded, blinded by sadness, slowness of heart, yet Christ walks with us, ever awaiting our invitation. They do not part. Lo, I am with you, Jesus has spoken. This is Christ's promise, this is Christ's sign. When the church gathers, when bread is broken, there Christ is with us in bread and wine. Christ our companion, hope for the journey, bread of compassion, open our eyes. Grant us your vision, set our hearts burning, that all creation with you may rise.
Jesus walks among us still, and yet we, like his followers, often do not recognize him. The gospel song, The Jesus in Me Loves the Jesus in You, lets us know just how close Jesus is. The Jesus you need right now might be standing right next to you. So take a moment now and share the love of Christ with those around you with a handshake, a fist bump, or a high five.
As a community, we share our joys and concerns about people and places that are on our minds. And as you say, peace be with you to your neighbors. Let's come sit back down. There's so much joy here. If you would like your prayer read as a part of worship, please pass your prayer slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisle. Feel free to choose to be a singer or a listener as we begin our prayer time singing May Peace Flow.
May peace flow through me, as music through an instrument, let it flow through me like the warmth of the sun. May peace flow through me so that I may be a vessel of the love of God for everyone, for everyone.
Let us take a moment to center ourselves and be in an attitude of prayer. There are so many things on our hearts, God, our joys and concerns, always to keep us on edge, wondering what's next. Teach us to dance with your rhythm and to know that you are our safe space for all our worries. We lift up all these joys and concerns and those unspoken ones that we hold in our hearts. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
And now let us join together in a time of silent prayer, followed by a short spoken prayer, and then the Lord's Prayer, in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. As we begin a time of silent prayer, get comfortable in your seat. Sit tall and take a deep breath. Breathe in and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart and mind to God. Creator God, as we come together in prayer, we give thanks for your many blessings, daffodils in bloom, the songs of birds, the intermittent sunshine, and the rich smells of spring. We ask that as we notice all of these wonders, you also help us to notice the prejudice and injustices visited upon so many of your people because of cultural, racial, religious, or economic differences. We listen and look for your presence everywhere we are and in everything we do so that we are continually reminded of how we can take action in ways big and small to help break down those barriers and correct those injustices with our words and our work and our caring. Give us the strength and the will and the endurance to continue your work until all of your people can live without constant fear, without constant want. In your name we pray. Amen. And now we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
morning, everyone. If you didn't hear my call, if any children or young at heart would like to come join us, feel free. So how are you all doing this morning? Good. Do you go back to school tomorrow? All right. Are you super excited about that? So we've been talking a lot about dancing, but we haven't seen much dancing, have we? I haven't seen much dancing. I see our dancers up here, but I haven't seen much dancing. And so we today are talking about guide my feet. And so there's this really fun, peppy song called Guide My Feet. And I was hoping all of you would dance with me while we sang our next hymn. And I was hoping that you could teach everybody out there that it's okay to clap your hands in church and it's okay to dance a little bit. And I was hoping that all of you would help me with that. Can you help me? Okay, great. So can you stand up? And I'm wondering if the congregation can rise because we're going to sing Guide My Feet, and we're going to sing it fast, and we're going to dance up here. It's up to you guys if you want to dance or not. That's okay. You choose. But it's okay to clap our hands. It's okay to dance because we are talking about guiding our feet, and part of guiding our feet is listening to the rhythm that God has shared with us. All right, you guys ready? Okay, we're ready.
Guide my feet when I run this race. Guide my feet while I run this race. Guide my feet while I run this race. For I don't want to run this race in vain. Hold my hand while I run this race. Hold my hand while I run this race. Hold my hand while I run this race. For I don't want to run this race in vain. Stand by me while I run this race. Stand by me while I run this race. Stand by me while I run this race, for I don't want to run this race in vain. I'm your child when I run this race. I'm your child while I run this race. I'm your child while I run this race, for I don't want run this race in vain. Search my heart while I run this race. Search my heart while I run this race. Search my heart while I run this race. For I don't want to run this race in vain. Guide my feet while I run this race. Guide my feet while I run this race. Guide my feet while I run this race. For I don't want to run this race in vain.
How did that feel? Felt good, right? I'm tired and hot. I hope everyone else is good. All right, so if you, your parent or the person who brought you is okay with you going to Sunday school, you can exit with Miss Katie and Mr. Bacon. And I would like my new members, you can be seated, please be seated. And I'd like my new members to please come forward. Oh, good. Barb came down. Hi, Barb. All right, we have 2, 4. So, hi everybody, how are you? So we have Dan, Mastronardi. Did I say it right?
Yes.
All right. Here. And we have Morgan Mills. And these guys are getting married in just a few weeks. And we have Paul Gunnison, who has come, he came here, started coming here when James Street closed, and I'm so glad you've came here to join us. And we have Sue Bates, who also came from James Street, and we're so glad you both are here and joined us. When we join the church through baptism, transfer of membership, or reaffirmation of faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. So, I'm going to lay hands on Barb and I should say. We'll give Erica a job to hold our certificates. And what we'll do is we're going to go down each, and so you all know what's happening. We're going to lay hands on each of you as we welcome you and all that good stuff, all right? And we'll do shoulders, I think. Are you comfortable with that, Sue?
Yes.
Okay. Sue, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Paul, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Morgan, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. And Dan, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. As new members of this congregation, will you participate in the ministry? Will you support it with your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? And to all of you out there, boy, we have another pledge coming. Members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your loving care. Do all your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. Please welcome them in prayer. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen. Let's welcome our new members. Right. Yes. Oh, Barb just reminded me we have to have them sign in the big book, which I forgot to bring out. So thank you, Barb. If you have a moment after worship, we'd love for you to sign in the big book. It's really awesome. It's beautiful. So congratulations. Welcome, everyone.
Today's scripture reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, verses 26 to 31, and verses 35 to 38. It's the story about the Ethiopian eunuch meeting Philip and learning about Jesus. This encounter, as well as the story we mentioned earlier about the followers meeting Jesus on the road to Emmaus, are stories of people trying to understand their lives and the events of their lives, and what God's role is in all that. What does Jesus' life and death teach us about living? How many of us are trying to understand just that? Give ear now to the word of God's holy word. An angel from the Lord spoke to Philip. At noon, take the road that leads from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert road. So he did. Meanwhile, an Ethiopian man was on his way home from Jerusalem, where he had come to worship. He was a eunuch and an official responsible for the entire treasury of the Ethiopian queen. He was reading the prophet Isaiah while sitting in his carriage. The Spirit told Philip, "Approach this carriage and stay with it." Running up to the carriage, Philip heard the man reading the prophet Isaiah. He said, "Do you really understand what you are reading?" The man replied, "Without someone to guide me, how could I?" Then he invited Philip to climb up and sit with him. Philip proclaimed the good news about Jesus to him. As they went down the road, they came to some water. The eunuch said, "Look, water. What would keep me from being baptized?" He ordered that the carriage halt. Both Philip and the eunuch went down to the water, where Philip baptized him. This is the word and wisdom of God for the people of God.
Good morning again. As we listen to this text, did it remind you of when you became a true believer? Was it a belief you were born into, or can you name the date and time? Who shared with you the good news of Jesus? I know I've told the story before about my call to ministry, but here's a brief reminder. I had been a believer for quite some time. I remember in hindsight hints and whispers from God that this was to be my next thing. God even used people around me to guide me to this direction, but I wasn't falling for it. Then one day, I was sitting at my computer looking into master's programs to continue my education when God slapped me upside the head and said, "If you are going back to school, you're going to go study and become a pastor." I was compelled to follow this direction just as Philip did in our scripture today. And I immediately went and talked to my pastor. Now, I do believe in a nonviolent God, and I don't know how the slap happened, but I swear I felt it. There's so much to unpack in the scripture from today. First, the angel directs Philip to continue his ministry beyond the original borders set. The word noon in our scripture can also be translated, the word that was translated as noon can also be translated as south. So Philip was guided by the angel and listened closely. There is so much to reflect about given the Ethiopian man's status. He was a eunuch, which meant he was a castrated man who also was a slave. Eunuchs were considered a safe choice for slaves for royal women. In antiquity, now this is going to sound weird for us hearers now, slaves were not all the same. Slaves of royalty could have a better life than a free, poor person. So depending on who someone was enslaved to would very much impact their living and their socioeconomic status, even though enslaved. And here's a side note. Slaves were rarely slaves for life, and slavery was not based on race. So this Ethiopian was traveling in a carriage or a chariot and was responsible for the entire treasury of the Ethiopian queen. Barbara Brown Taylor shares, "The text presents the Ethiopian as someone wealthy enough to ride in a chariot, educated enough to read Greek, devout enough to study the prophet Isaiah, and yet humble enough to know he cannot understand what he is reading without help." The Ethiopian was somebody in some ways, yet excluded in others. in other ways. The Ethiopian eunuch was reading Isaiah. This was known as scripture that gave hope to the hopeless or the oppressed. And when Philip asked if he knew what he was reading, the Ethiopian said, "How could I without someone to guide me?" As a eunuch, he would not have been allowed in the temple. It seems he was interested in the Jewish faith, but was unable to participate fully. Thomas Long notes, "The Bible often tells us about people who are insignificant in the eyes of the world, but who are royalty in God's eyes." The Holy Spirit prompted Philip to guide the Ethiopian in his faith journey. Philip shared the good news about Jesus. The excitement of the good news of Jesus changed the Ethiopian eunuch. He wanted to be baptized in Christ. He wanted to do it right now. And so he spotted some water and demanded that the carriage pull over. But then he was worried he may not be able to be baptized. He asked, "What could keep me from being baptized?" Well, it seems like a strange question today in 2018. But for him, it was a real concern because he was unable to enter the temple. So he was really asking, "Am I unable to be baptized? Or will I be accepted or rejected by Jesus?" The good news of Jesus is that the oppressed may be set free in Jesus Christ. So Philip immediately baptized the Ethiopian eunuch in the water on the side of the road. Philip mentored in word and taught of inclusion. Philip was guided just as much as he guided the Ethiopian, which led him to share the excitement of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. I wonder if there was dancing near the edge of the water that accompanied the baptism. As Easter people, we are so... As Easter people, are we so excited that we feel compelled to pull over and be baptized in the resurrected Christ? I think our new members were very excited to reaffirm their faith in Jesus Christ. I saw a lot of smiling faces. And to be received as members in the body of Christ today. So what I will ask, who was your Philip? Who has mentored you in the faith? Who has guided your steps in the dance of praise and good news? Have you felt included in the body of Christ? How have you included people who are different in the eyes of the world? And what will we do with our faith story? Is it to be shared? My prayer is that we continue to be guided and that we continue to mentor or guide others. Luckily, Jesus did not leave us alone. We have the Holy Spirit as our ultimate guide. Amen.
Different members of this community commit themselves to supporting the church's ministry in different ways. Financial giving is one of those ways, and this is the time we offer up those gifts. The commitment of members and friends of University Church to pay the bills and continue the many ministries that take place here has been happening for 150 years. If you are here for the first time, keep your money in your pocket. You are our guest. We don't expect a contribution today. Now, as our ushers are collecting the offering, please don't forget to put your attendance slips that look like this in the offering plate.
Lord, I keep so busy praising my Jesus. Keep so busy praising my Jesus. Keep so busy praising my Jesus. Ain't got time. 'Cause when I'm healing the sick, when I'm healing the sick, when I'm healing the sick, ain't got time. The sick's on my time. Keep so busy working for the kingdom. Keep so busy working for the kingdom. Ain't got time. 'Cause when I'm feeding the poor, when I'm feeding the poor, when I'm feeding the poor, ain't got time. 'Cause it takes all of my time. Keep so busy serving my master. Keep so busy serving my master. Ain't got time. 'Cause when I'm giving my all, when I'm giving my all, when I'm giving my all, ain't got time. 'Cause it takes all my time, all my time.
Please remain standing and join me in the prayer of dedication. As we offer our gifts to you, gentle shepherd, may we lay down our prejudices towards others so that they may find a welcome in our hearts. May we set aside our fears of the future so you might lead us dancing into your future. May we become the goodness and mercy that others have been looking for all their lives. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You may be seated, except I'd like to invite Maddie and Ben to come on up and join Alicia on the front pew. And I haven't seen Stephen, if he's here and I haven't seen him, come on. And while they're coming, let me say that as the worship service comes toward a conclusion, we begin to think about our service to God's community. And as part of the church, we share this witness by being involved in many ministries and programs. And there are two in front of you who've been very involved in ministries and programs. And I might start crying because we have to say goodbye to these two in a couple of weeks. This is Maddie, and I think many of you know her. She's a senior magazine major at the wonderful Newhouse School. And she was a Lockerbie Remembrance Scholar, which is a true honor. Very busy on that this past year. She's hoping to work at a magazine in New York, and we want that, so we have to say goodbye. But anybody had a pancake at breakfast in the last year or two? Maddie has likely made that pancake. She's taught Sunday school, so the children know her. She was a liturgist, I think, last week and many weeks. She's been active in our Connections group, and we say congratulations on your graduation, and we're wishing you well. Ben is a senior being graduated from the iSchool, the Information Technology School. He is multi-talented. I haven't figured out anything Ben can't do. But the church pictorial directory is coming out soon, and he is our lead photographer all last spring and summer. He took all of your pictures, and then he went off to study abroad, and we didn't quite get that directory together. So it's coming, Ben. He's also been a video tech and done lots of things. Now, Alicia and I know that you probably shouldn't pray this way, but he's interviewing for a job locally. So, you know, you might just put a little whisper up there that we hope to keep him. But congratulations on your graduation, because we might have to say goodbye to you. And Stephen Shepherd, who's often up there clicking, is also graduating as a graduate student. He's going to be here through the summer, so maybe we can say goodbye to him when he's here some other time. So congratulations on a hard-earned degree, and we wish you both very well. So some of us you won't see in a couple of weeks, because we'll be wearing those hats and those funny little things that tickle your noses. Graduation is in a couple of Sundays. But let me tell you about some of the other missions and ministries that, like Ben and Maddie, you can be involved in. We're part of a sacred sites tour, and we need some hosts and tour guides. So that training is going to be here at noon, right here in the sanctuary today. So if you're interested in that, please come down. I mentioned that directory. There's a copy of the printed part of it in the gathering room out through either of these doors. And if you would just check to make sure we've got your phone number and your address and information right, that would be great. Peter has something he wants to tell us about.
Thanks, Barbara. Last week I was here telling you about some nasty stuff that happened around detentions and deportations. Well, the worker I was talking with you about, Marcial de Leon Aguilar, went to court, and he wasn't put in ICE detention. He was allowed to stay in a regular jail till his next court date. And in between, his wife and four children don't have a breadwinner. So I'm here to remind you that now we have a sanctuary fund in this church. It already has money in it. And if you'd like to put some money in it to help families like Marcial's, and other families that we're aware of, we had that sanctuary resolution that came through and was passed by the congregation last October, and it was approved by Church and Society and by the governing board. So the sanctuary fund is active. If you want to contribute to the sanctuary fund, you can write a check and put sanctuary fund on the memo line down there at the lower left corner, or you can put sanctuary fund on the envelope if you put cash in the offering plate. And those are two ways you can support the sanctuary fund. And I hope that we can all think about that, because workers working for the kingdom don't have time. Ain't got time to die. Ain't got time for deportation and detention either.
Okay, Peter. There's lots more things in your bulletin today. I just want to highlight that next week some students from Brown United Methodist Church across the city are going to be here to sell tickets to their spaghetti dinner and silent auction. So I hope you will think about supporting them. And with that, we want to move toward our closing hymn. And I didn't bring my notes on what it is, but I know it fits in with the theme today of dancing and continuing our dance for Christ.
Thank you.
sing for God's glory that colors the dawn of creation. Across the sky, trailing bright crowds of elation. Sun of delight, succeed the velvet of night, warming herself, exultation. Sing for God's power that shatters the chains that would bind us, searing the darkness of fear and despair that could blind us, touching our shame with love that will not lay blame, reaching out gently to find. Sing for God's justice disturbing each easy illusion, tearing down tyrants and putting our pride to confusion. Lifeblood of right, resisting evil and slide, offering freedom's transfusion. Sing for God's saints who have traveled faith's journey before us, who in our weariness give us their hope to restore us. In them we see the new creation to be, Spirit of love made flesh for us.
So as we go out into the world, let us not forget to dance in Christ. And now with God's abiding love surrounding us, the hope of the empty tomb within us, and a grace leading us into resurrection, let us answer the risen one's call to dance and touch his crucifying world with his love and grace. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.